All right, guys, Miss Ann is standing by with today's national news, and we are just heartbroken. And I mean heartbroken over the news that the authorities in Illinois have finally and now identified the body of missing black male graduate student Jelani Day. This news is heartbreaking.
It's so heartbreaking, and this case did not garner the national attention.
No.
That, you know, compared to Gabby, it's just so sad. This is terrible.
It really is sad. I really feel for his mom and his family at this moment. Miss Ann is going to have all of the national news. She'll have the details for us on the Jelani Day case. Sad to wake up to this news, I'll tell you. Miss Ann will also have the latest in the R. Kelly case. But Carla, we're going to switch gears here and do a little girl talk like we do.
Lighten things up. What you got?
We got to. All right. In today's entertainment news, Megan Thee Stallion has gotten a new job. She's going to be a personal trainer. She is the hot girl coach now. She took to the gram to share her fitness story and to tell the world about her brand new gig. She wrote, "Hotties, we are officially Nike hotties."
Okay.
As my mom used to say, Nikki. I don't know why she used to call that, but she used to say Nikki instead of Nike. But anyway, mom,
Same thing.
Yeah. Anyway, she says, "I told you, real hotties put their hotties on. So I'm sharing my fitness story to let you know sport is whatever you want it to be." Megan Thee Stallion goes on to say, "Dance is my sport." She says, "Rapping is my sport. Performing is my sport. I'm an athlete, and so are you." I love that. I love that. Radio is our sport, okay?
And you got to be in shape to handle all this.
So what do you have in today's beauty news?
Okay, Shirley, so we've been talking about this in Girl Talk. We've talked about this off air, so I'm going to bring it on air. Beauty trends are back. Eyebrows. So now they're saying that thick, bushy eyebrows are out of style, and thin eyebrows are coming back from the 90s. Remember, we used to have thin eyebrows?
Yeah,
in the 90s. And so they're saying if you can't grow out your eyebrows or if you don't want to get them thicker and bushier, don't worry about it. Thin eyebrows are back, girl.
Well, let me just say this. I don't care because I just got my eyebrows microbladed. The hell I went through, the pain I went through. My eyebrows are going to be whatever I want them to be. And right now they're bushy and thick, okay?
Okay, so Shirley Strawberry is not worried about your thin eyebrow trend, beauty trend, okay?
Do you, boo. I'm doing me.
I'm kind of in between, but my eyebrows are thin, so I'm kind of like not really mad at this new beauty trend. So what other 90s beauty trend you think is going to come back? Lip liner, girl. Let's go.
Yeah, I love lip liner. I do.
Yeah.
And you know
that's
what?
That's it. That's it for me on beauty trends and girl talk this morning. We got to get serious in a second. What you got?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Carla, because I went through a lot of pain for that. I didn't need to hear that. But anyway, it is time to switch gears again and get to today's headline. Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Here we go. You know, while we all know the search continues for Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito's boyfriend, you know, we know that, there is sad news to report about the Black Illinois State University graduate student, Jelani Day. The coroner in Bloomington, Illinois, now says that the body found earlier this month floating in the Illinois River apparently was his. The 25-year-old aspiring doctor reported missing by his family back on August 25th. They heard nothing from the authorities. And in recent days, his mother pleaded for help in finding her son, understanding, of course, the search for Gabby, but still wondering why authorities seem to care next to nothing about finding her child. Even Jelani Day's fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, put out the call for information. And with all the national interest in the whereabouts of Ms. Petito, now it turns out authorities had Jelani's body since September Fourth, and people in the community want to know why it seems local authorities weren't all that hard-pressed to identify it. As of this late date, the Bloomington PD has not announced a cause of death or determination as to whether it was a homicide. The FBI supposedly involved, but CNN says the agency has not responded to their request for comment on how this case was handled. All of us on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, of course, express our condolences to the family of Jelani Day. Thousands of migrants, mostly Haitians, still camped out under that bridge in Del Rio, Texas, but many fewer than there were. The White House, meanwhile, using the word horrific to describe the pictures and videos of Customs and Border Control agents on horseback confronting and herding migrants like cattle. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki says the president said that kind of stuff is over.
The secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. So that is something, a policy change that has been made in response.
And she says the Department of Homeland Security is investigating how border controls have been handled in general in Del Rio. Today's the day Republicans in Arizona released the findings of their audit of the 2020 election, an audit that cost millions of dollars and went on for months. According to several media organizations that have received early drafts, the GOP audit actually finds that Joe Biden won the election. Go figure. Things are wrapping up in R. Kelly's sex abuse trial. The big overarching charge, trafficking, which means the government's trying to prove that the singer and composer has also been the head of a criminal enterprise, including alleged kidnapping, forced labor, and the sexual exploitation of children. Finally, it's been a real sad week in the entertainment world. First, we lost comedian and actor Anthony Johnson. He was 55. LaBelle singer Sarah Dash, who was 76. Finally, the so-called godfather of the modern black cinema, Melvin Van Peebles, who was 89. Son Mario spoke about him.
I said, Dad, how'd you get to the top? He said, they didn't let me in at the bottom. Now, what that meant was he understood show business was a business. So he took his money. He started making his own independent films. He built up a little cachet so he could do his own thing. So I got to see early on.
And that's what he did, his own thing. God bless him. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.